Hello, welcome again to Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelane Makhwanyana, and as always, I thank you for tuning in, for pausing live just long enough to lean into deeper questions about teaching, learning, faith, and purpose. Today's topic is one that sits very close to my heart, and I believe it will change us all, whether you're a student, teacher, parent, or leader. Our episode is titled, Education Without Salvation is Just Information. Let that sink in for a moment. This isn't just actually a catchphrase, it's a conviction, because what good is it, a brilliant mind, if it has no compass? What good is success without soul? Let's unpack this together today. When we say education without salvation is just information, we are talking about the disconnect between knowledge and wisdom, learning and transformation. You can have all the degrees in the world. You can have awards, distinctions, data skills, and fluent speech. But if your heart remains untouched by truth, if your soul remains disconnected from purpose, then all you have is information, no transformation. This is a call to align, basically, learning with eternal purpose. Because information fills minds, but salvation fills lives. We live in the age of more. More knowledge, more qualifications, more pressure, more competition, and yet less meaning. Our schools teach subjects, but do they teach values? Our students memorize facts, but are they learning anything about faith? This isn't just about turning classrooms into pulpits, no. It's about restoring the moral, spiritual, and eternal dimensions of education. It's about making sure that what we learn shapes who we become. Because without Christ, education may elevate our status, but not our spirit. Let me share a bit of my story. I've sat in the classroom where I felt small because I didn't have the right words. I've studied hard, performed well, but still felt empty. Until I realized that learning is not about filling your brain, it's about aligning your life with truth. It was when I invited God into my journey that things changed, not overnight, but deeply. Suddenly, my gifts had purpose, my voice had weight, my pain had a message, and my education became a ministry. So now, that's when I understood education without salvation is very dangerous because it can produce clever manipulators instead of wise builders. It can train the mind and leave the heart untouched. Let's imagine for a moment what it would look like if we took it seriously. A Christian-based education that teaches character before content, prioritizes humility over hustle, encourages purpose alongside performance, makes room for prayer, scripture, and moral conversations, and places salvation above sensation. We need classrooms where students are taught to seek truth, not just strengths. Where teachers model faith, not just formulas, and where curriculum includes Christ. Because real education, heaven-focused education, prepares the students not only for the boardroom, but for eternity. To my fellow teachers, don't just aim to produce smart learners, raise up wise disciples. To parents, it's not only about your child getting into the best school. Make sure their heart is anchored in truth. You are their first teacher. To students, don't confuse passing with purpose. Don't confuse grades with greatness. Ask yourself, am I learning who am I in Christ? Is my education pointing me toward eternal purpose? Let's not raise another generation that's brilliant in the mind, but broken in the soul. You might be wondering, how do we practically bridge the gap between education and salvation? Here are a few starting points. Number one, encourage daily devotion in homes and Christian schools. Number two, integrate biblical themes into teaching methods and discussions. Number three, display scriptures or the Ten Commandments in classrooms. Number four, train teachers not only in subjects, but in spiritual mentorship. Number five, discuss, basically host discussions that will allow students to wrestle with questions of faith and identity. And lastly, but not least, invite God into your lesson prep meetings and school culture. This is not just theory, it's discipleship in action. So as we close today's episode, I leave you with this. The world is full of information, but what it needs is transformation. And transformation begins not with more textbooks, but with truth, with Christ, and with the heart that is surrendered. You can teach students algebra and still watch them lose their way in life. Or you can lead them to purpose, identity, and salvation, and they'll change the world. Let's not just raise educated minds, let's raise eternally anchored lives. Thank you for joining with me in this one. This is Bulelani Makhwanqana reminding you, keeping the conversation going and keep the faith in the classroom. Above all, keep talking classrooms.